Welcome back to the Florida Roundup. As we continue for the full hour this Friday, discussing the impact of last year's shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to a new push. It's to ban assault weapons in Florida. Now, earlier this week, the first petition signatures were filed to try to get a ballot amendment before the state's voters in 2020 that would essentially ban assault-style weapons in this state. Here's shooting survivor David Hogg introducing the initiative earlier this week.
It's time that we as Americans recognize that every type of gun violence, no matter how many victims there are, no matter if it's one person that's injured or 49 that are killed, that gun violence is a preventable issue and must be addressed in every zip code. And every weapon that is used must be addressed.
All right. Right now, we're going to talk about this ballot amendment push. And here with more, we welcome Ryan Daly, reporter for WFSU in Tallahassee, and Gail Schwartz, chairwoman for BAWN. That's Ban Assault Weapons Now. Gail's nephew, Alex Schachter, was one of the 17 lives lost in the shooting at MSD High School a year ago this week. And thank you both for joining us. Gail, before we get into the ballot amendment push, let me first express my sympathies to you for the loss of your nephew. How's your family coping this week?
Thank you, Melissa, for having me. As you know, Valentine's Day is supposed to be a day when you surround yourself with the people that you love the most. My family will never be able to do that because my sweet, adorable nephew was stolen from us when a rapid-fire, high-velocity killing machine was brought into his high school. And that military-grade weapon accomplished exactly what it was built for, mass carnage and bloodshed. It took the lives of 17 people on Valentine's Day. And I wanted to share a little bit about my day yesterday. My plan was to visit the cemetery where my nephew is buried. And when I arrived, I saw all of these blue tents that had been set up. You see, five of the kids that died that day are buried in the same cemetery. So instead of visiting one grave, I visited five graves. The cemetery rightfully anticipated lots of mourners and in preparation had placed these blue tents over each of the five grave sites. And I was heartbroken as I made my way through the cemetery looking for all of these blue tents. And I was struck by the fact that one cemetery had five graves from the Parkland tragedy. That is a lot of people. And they were all kids. And that was just a third of the 17 victims from that day.
Right. I think that's one of the reasons why it has resonated so strongly, not just in Florida, Gail, but around the country. Let me ask you quickly as a follow-up. We've seen so much activism since this tragedy in Parkland. Politicians have supported greater gun control legislation in Florida. There's been a stronger pushback against the NRA, both in Florida and around the country. Let me ask you, though, specifically about this initiative, Ban Assault Weapons Now. Why are you taking this directly to the Florida voters rather than going through the legislative process?
I'll tell you, luckily we have an opportunity to try a different approach. After every mass shooting, we hope that our elected leaders will take action instead of offering their thoughts and prayers. Because their job involves providing for the safety of their constituents, and we expect our elected leaders to do something to prevent further loss of lives. And they failed us time and again, and we can't depend on Congress or our Florida legislature. So what we're doing is something that's never been done before. I'm part of a bipartisan coalition representing victims from the Parkland and Pulse mass shootings, and we're offering Floridians a chance to decide which type of gun should be sold in our state. Our bipartisan organization is working to place an amendment on Florida's 2020 general election ballot that would make it illegal to purchase the type of military-grade weapons that killed my nephew and his classmates and teachers. And so we've organized a statewide petition collection drive. And over the course of the next year, we're going to be working to collect the required nearly 800,000 signatures to place the amendment on the 2020 ballot. So Floridians will have a chance to exercise their right to vote and ban the assault weapons that should only belong in the hands of military and law enforcement personnel.
And Ryan Daly with WFSU in Tallahassee on the line with us as well. As we listen to Gail talk about this ballot initiative push, it's certainly not the first time the state's voters have, in effect, tried to go around the legislature on a hot-button issue. Now, the legislature reconvenes in March. Lawmakers have already started their committee meetings. To what extent do you see the issue of gun control or gun reform being any priority at the start of this session relative to what we saw last year on the heels of the Parkland shooting?
Well, I think a good illustration of where this comes in on the priority list came this week with House and Senate Democrats rolling out a pretty comprehensive rundown of bills being filed for this session. Obviously, you heard from Representative Anna Eskamani, who's very much a part of that push. I think seven bills have been filed in the Senate and five in the House, and there are a number of others in the draft stage. But, you know, notably, you have the two companion bills that seek to ban military-style assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. You also have one that requires universal criminal background checks on all gun purchases. But I think if you look at some of the other ones, they're taking on the issue from a number of different angles. I mean, you have one that looks to prohibit concealed weapon licensee from openly carrying a handgun or concealed weapon into any child care facility. You have one coming down the pipeline that looks to tighten safe storage requirements for firearms. And then you have one filed by Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith that prohibits people convicted of a misdemeanor level hate crime for buying and possessing a gun. Now, I think if you're in the minority party filing these bills, you might expect an uphill battle getting them passed with a Republican majority in place. But to quote, actually, Carlos Guillermo Smith the other day during this rollout, he said, you know, we're participating in a number of televised town halls where he says, and I quote, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle are having the courage to show up. And they're saying things like, I agree. So there's at least a degree of optimism going into this session as far as the two parties meeting in the middle. It remains to be seen what's going to be passed, but it'll sure be something that's interesting to watch.
Right. What will make it through the process? And you're listening to the Florida Roundup this Friday, coming to you from Florida Public Radio. Gail Schwartz, chairwoman for Ban Assault Weapons Now. Let me ask you as well, getting an initiative on the ballot, as you said, needs nearly 800,000 signatures by the end of this year. That's going to be a big, massive campaign, a statewide campaign. What's your strategy to reach all corners of the state? Who's backing you financially? How is Ban Assault Weapons Now going to try to achieve liftoff?
You're right. This is a huge endeavor. It's very costly to collect all of these signatures, but that's why we're asking for everyone's help. We know that these military-grade weapons have no place on our streets. We've been getting contributions on our website just from regular, ordinary, everyday Floridians that care about this issue. Please, I'm encouraging everyone, if you want your streets and your communities to be safer, to please visit our website. It's our acronym for Ban Assault Weapons Now. So it's banfl.org. Right there on the website, we've made it so easy. You can download, print, and sign the petition, and you can also make a donation. This is our call to action. We have to do something. I'll say that, you know, if you want the chance to vote on whether military-grade assault weapons should be sold in Florida, we need your help and to please contribute.
Let me read just a couple of tweets that have come into the show, and it's tweet us anytime at Florida Roundup as we get close to the end of the program. Here's one from a psychologist in Fort Lauderdale. Either we can make schools prisons, or we can amend the language in the Second Amendment. Another tweet, this is insanity. My wife is 5'2", pregnant, and a teacher. She didn't get into the profession to become a security guard, and she doesn't want to be one. Talking about the proposal to arm teachers. Ryan Daly with WFSU in Tallahassee. In the short time we have left, who are the key players in the legislature you think will be moving on this issue beginning in March?
I mean, I think you heard from one of them earlier in the program with Representative Anna Escamani. She's from Orlando. Then you also have Carlos Guillermo Smith, who I referenced earlier. You know, people who feel a strong connection to those affected by the shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. You heard them talking a lot about that this week. You know, that really it's really a reminder that these sorts of tragedies send shockwaves through a community, and it even reaches people who influence and make policy. So, you know, you're going to see, I think, those people really stand out and, you know, kind of be an amplified voice.
And Gail Schwartz, quickly, will Bonn have a presence at the legislative session in Tallahassee next month?
Well, we know that this is not the cure to end gun violence. We're going to do whatever it takes to give Floridians a voice so we have a chance to vote on this issue. We know that this will decrease the grotesque number of casualties from mass shootings. And I just want to leave it with saying that we can no longer tolerate the daily barrage of violence and that we can't be complacent. So I'm giving Floridians a chance to do something. This is a democratic process. And let's see what Florida has to say about the issue by visiting our website, bonfl.org.
Well, thank you both, Ryan Daly with WFSU, Gail Schwartz of Ban Assault Weapons Now. Thanks for appearing on the Florida Roundup. And that is our show. We are produced by WJCT Public Media in Jacksonville and WLRN Public Media in Miami. Bridget O'Brien and Heather Schatz are producers. Jason Zabka is the WLRN Director of Radio Programming. Director of Radio Operations is Peter Meritz, and our theme music by AaronLibos.com. I'm Melissa Ross. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next Friday, and have a great weekend.